Would anybody like to make some remarks on Raphael's remarks?
I just wonder if I could make one short remark to link up all three.
With pleasure, yes.
I'm first starting off with Professor Gellner's remark that somehow the advantage of the stability hypothesis in anthropology was that it focused on stability as a problem. I have a feeling it's exactly the opposite in many ways, because, admittedly, the earlier versions didn't, but once you take stability as an assumption, then what is stability, what causes stability or causes continuation or what causes reproduction stops becoming a problem at all. Then I'd like to come to what you said. You said that what I was trying to do was to abolish the notion of social structure. I don't think it's quite accurate. What I was trying to do is to try to understand what it was about, given the fact that I'd been convinced by most criticisms that it wasn't a description of, a full description of society, if that was ever possible. And that I tried to sort of see it as indeed one of the mechanisms for bringing about this stability. In fact, a possible tool for the continuation of certain forms of exploitation. So it's only because one can assume that there is a problem about stability that one can ask that sort of question. And if I can come to you, if I may, it seems to me that perhaps the problem with what you were saying about Atham, which I know very little about too, is that what you seem to exclude as a possible source for these, for the new thoughts of Plato, is the knowledge of another ideology another source of ideas than those expressed in the council at all. In other words, the ideas of the demos. Of course, the reason is obvious because of the reason that that was pointed out, is that the only way you can have any idea of the notions of the demos is from the demagogues. But if one sort of thinks, of the presence of an ideology in the demos, of which we know nothing about, which we can only glimpse at by the way that it must have been accommodated with in what the demagogues thought, because obviously they have somehow to articulate with it. And then to see, as you see so rightly, Plato as answering the demagogues, then it seems that one can bring in another element.